Puro Liso was the name under which Liso Maggie, the singer from Holstre, was known across Viljandi County. Her extensive repertoire included harvesting, herding, swing and wedding songs, as well as midsummer songs, Martinmas and Christmas carols. Puro Liso often appeared as a singer at weddings. Usually accompanying her were Tilli Johan and Lankrojan, men from Birmastu village. Along with wishes and praise, she characterized the bride, groom, and relatives. She was quite familiar with the local people. Fair criticism in form of derisive words and songs often had to be tolerated. On farms where there were daughters, Liso also served as a matchmaker. Puro Liso wrote more than 9,000 songs. The songstress heard and learned her songs from Paistu and its surroundings. Liso inherited the name of Puro from her father, but in reality, it was a swear word. Liso Maggie was born on the 16th of December in 1831 in Holstre Rural Municipality, in Kutsiko Tavern. As a child of poor parents, she was put to work at a young age in the tavern, and later worked as an assistant on various farms. Liso was found wherever the beauty and youth shone. She took the lead wherever she was, on the swing, when tending the herd, during holiday games and dancing, and even at work Liso had the energy to sing. She won fame as a songstress at an early age. Young Liso also captivated the minds of village boys with her remarkable beauty and vigor. The boys kept gathering at twilight in Liso's hayloft, with even the sons of the richer families competing with one another. However, no one had the courage to take the poor girl as his wife. Thus, Liso remained free and independent for life, but not alone. She had two daughters and two sons. Liso was even set to be married once. It was even announced by the church twice. But it turned out that her future husband already had a wife in Brno. Yet, Liso had so much courage that in spite of everything, she went to the church wearing a headscarf, which only married women were allowed to do. At that time, it was spoken of throughout the entire parish. Over the years, Puro Liso lived and worked in many places, including Brno County during the summer. But she always returned to Holstre for the winter. For 33 years, she lived at Harjagorma farm, which was the birthplace of Holstre's first mayor, Hein Henno. Later in life, she settled with her daughter and son-in-law near Holstre Manor. Liso Maggie died on the 17th of January in 1926 and is buried in Paistu Cemetery. Puro Liso's biography and many songs were written down by Oskar Loritz, who visited Holstre to collect folklore. In Estonian folklore archives, you can find his long manuscript, Rahvalaule, Mänge ja sõnu Puro Liisult Holstrest. Oskar Loritz wrote the following in 1920.
A famous songstress is known across the parishes of Paistu, Tarvastu and Viljandi under the name of Puro Liso, who is led from wedding to wedding and whose endless singing is listened to with excitement through the night. She is able to immediately adapt herself to any given circumstance and is able to find and combine the corresponding lines in the blink of an eye so that she still seems new and seems like a songwriter who is never at a loss for words. This 90-year-old lady who has been blind for 15 years is now known as the uncrowned king of singing. When her words ignite the room, the old lady is once again able to see. Rising like a blind storyteller, her gazes and words bring forth the seasons of the past, and striking all the strings of the soul of a present-day person. The singer soon falls into ecstasy. A torrent of verses escape from behind the dam. It's strange to see the singer exulting, how her voice becomes majestic, with her posture straight and tall, how she intermittently raises her head, and how she sometimes keeps time with her foot and shouts with natural momentum, "Huysa!" And that's how the singer captivates her listeners.
Nat Ja rulli laulis Paistu kihelkonna suurim laulik Puru Liisu.